United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv on Sunday on a Middle East tour aimed at intensifying diplomatic pressure to achieve a ceasefire deal in Gaza this week to end the bloodshed between Israel and Hamas. Blinken will meet on Monday with senior Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The U.S. and fellow mediators Egypt and Qatar said that they were closing in on a deal after 2 days of talks in Doha, with American and Israeli officials expressing cautious optimism. But Hamas has signaled resistance to what it says are new demands by Israel, and the long-running talks have repeatedly stalled. The evolving proposal calls for a three-phase process in which Hamas would release all hostages in return for Palestinian prisoners, and Israel would withdraw from the territory. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
After Israel, Blinken will continue on to Egypt. The deaths of two Hamas leaders in an Israeli airstrike is being mourned in the West Bank. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Hundreds of mourners in the West Bank, in the city of Jenin, took part in a funeral procession for two Hamas militants killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel's military said it struck a terrorist cell in Jenin, which is known as a militant stronghold. Hamas said the two men were commanders in its military wing. Israel says it only targets militants and blames civilian deaths on Hamas because the group conceals fighters, weapons, tunnels, and rockets in residential areas. But the Israeli bombardment has wiped out families and orphaned thousands of children. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Violence in the West Bank has escalated since the war in Gaza began on October 7th. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian invasion of Russia's Kursk region continues. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more. Sure.